Welcome to today's audiocast from Aviation International News, the most respected source for business aviation news. This is AIN Online News Editor Chad Trotvetter reporting. Last week, DayJet received approval from the FAA to add its Eclipse 500 very light jets to its Part 135 operating certificate, clearing the way for the air taxi firm to start what it calls on-demand per-seat service. We spoke with DayJet President and CEO Ed Iacobucci to get an update on when his company will actually begin revenue service.
We've been working at this for quite a while, as you know, and about a week and a half ago, I guess, now, we've completed all the proving runs and the tabletops that we set out to perform with, in conjunction with the FAA, and very pleased to report that everything went very smoothly, and we were able to test a whole variety of scenarios. Some of which were, you know, even beyond normal operations, including maintenance, customer care, and so forth. So that was finalized. We officially got the aircraft on the operating certificate, and since then we've actually been running kind of our own mock operations with our own employees that we've been assigning them travel assignments, and we've been flying an awful lot of hours getting practice and making sure that all the systems, human and computer systems, are providing the right data so that when we start launching with real customers, we'll be in a good position.
And now that DayJet's mock customer runs are complete, now it's time for the real thing. Iacobucci says his reservation system is up and running and ready to take flight reservations from a limited amount of customers.
We're taking it slowly, making sure that we're communicating expectations properly, that our systems are giving our field folks the right kind of data that they need to answer questions. Especially in disruption scenarios. So we're doing that a piece at a time. We started this week with about 20, 25 accounts that we turned on that we've been anxiously awaiting the launch of these services. And in fact, right before you called, we had our first actual formal reservation come in. So it's reminiscent a little bit of the old Lucy episode of the chocolate's going down the manufacturing line. I hope it doesn't become that. So far, it's okay. But, we think that we're going to manage it carefully, and it's going to work out. Over time, we'll be adding more counts as we get more experience in there.
But the real fun begins when DayJet starts full operations in early October.
Yeah, what we're targeting for ultimately is to have the complete customer set that's signed up so far, and plus a little bit of festivities in and around a launch activity in the first week or of October or thereabouts. Of course, that's contingent on everything working properly. If things are not right, we're not shy about slowing things down until safety comes first. And right behind it, almost at the same level as customer care and managing our customers' expectations. And we want to make sure that everything works really well before, it's just more broadly available.
Iacobucci says DayJet has plenty of customers already signed up.
And I'm happy to report that the vast majority of them, I would say 95% of them, are within 50 miles of each of our day ports. So it really is a local clientele that we're developing, which is our target. Secondly, those 250 accounts represent, I would say, well in excess of 1,200 potential slots. Plus, we've got our own contingency that we add on top of that, just to make sure that we don't oversell the network.
So far, DayJet has 12 Eclipse 500s in its fleet, and Iacobucci says he expects to have 28 to 38 of the very light jets by the end of the year. Meanwhile, the company is monitoring the reliability of the small jets.
Well, we've been flying them hard and flying them a lot. Not as much as we're going to in the future, but on any given instance on a day, we can drive a particular airplane pretty hard. As we've talked before, this is one of the issues that we were keeping a very close eye on. And as we progressed from the early deliveries to the most recent deliveries, what we measure as service availability has made dramatic improvements to the point where the aircraft that we actually put on in the production schedule, which we identify certain tails and we activate them as being dispatchable by the system, and those are the ones that really get loaded down with a full two-shift schedule. Those that have been flying in schedule have been flying actually better than our expectations. We several aircraft that in back-to-back days have flown 12 missions. A number of them have flown 10 missions, 10 segments. Of course, they're all short segments, as you know. On an annualized basis, those that are in the production cycle are flying north of 1,500 hour a year annualized, which is better than I expected out of the gate. Our business model expects that roughly by the end of the year that we'd be there. So we're getting close to that now. Of course, let me give you a caveat. This is all early. I don't know where it's going to wind up when we actually do this for 6 weeks running. Most of our downtime is attributable to a handful of issues, and they're all well down the road in terms of engineering corrections. In some cases, different parts are being certified. So I feel pretty comfortable right now. Time will tell, but thus far we're off to a pretty good start.
As for expansion, Yakabuchi says customer demand will ultimately shape the Bayjet network.
Now, one of the things that differentiates us from other business plans is that we're really going to be looking towards the response of the marketplace to steer us. We've spent quite a bit of time, money, and energy in developing systems that not only can dynamically plan the work scope of a day and handle disruptions, but also capture data as we're going along in terms of comparing what we projected that would have, what the projected demand would be in combination of markets versus what we actually see. In addition to that, we capture the requests that people are making for flying out of the network. That data is, we're actually, one of the reasons we're very anxious to launch the system is we wanted to start calibrating or testing our calibration tools. And what will happen is over time, we will be reassessing what we have as our internal work plan and reevaluating where we go. Generally speaking, we're expecting to name 2 to 4 additional day ports in 2007. It could be 2, it could be 4, it could be a little bit more or less, depending on the density of demand. That is to say, if we have more demand than we expected in the markets that constellation that we opened with, we'll take the additional aircraft that we bring in and augment the fleet within that market without expanding it. If we find it's a little lighter than we expected, we may accelerate opening other markets. Generally speaking, again, they're all going to be in the southeast. The most likely next expansion will be into Georgia because we're physically adjacent to more of Georgia than any other state.
Yakabuchi says he has been amused by the incorrect reports that claim Dayjet is expanding into Europe.
Yeah, I got a chuckle out of that one. We've talked about in the past about there's a lot of interest internationally for other operators and other groups that are interested in, you know, working with us in international context. And what I've always said is we don't rule that out in the long run, that certainly we've developed some technologies we think that with proper partnerships or proper international structure might be applicable in other parts of the world, but it's so early right now, and there is nothing in our plans right now that describing land up in anything in Europe or anywhere else in the world right now. We're frankly, we've got our hands full with a new market, new customers, new operational model, new aircraft, new company, and new supplier in the U.S. So we're more than likely, you're not going to see much from us other than measured expansion into the southeast for the next year or so, for sure.
That was Ed Yakabuchi from Dayjet. Thanks for listening to today's podcast from Aviation International News. And for the latest business aviation news, go to www.ainonline.com.